food as fuel. For the most part, when we eat, we think a little of fuel. Yet, we all have that innate sense of knowing what we eat provides us the energy needed for the day's work. Where we lose sight, or are being blinded by convenience, is how we are fueling our body, and with what grade of fuel we use. What is it exactly that I'm eating? How is it prepared? And how is it ultimately fueling me? Is a good question plan to ponder each meal, even at each bite. Note the word plan. It confirms action. We set the table to run on a fuel shortage using food for a myriad of reasons, such as boredom, convenience, loneliness, comfort, depression, socialization, for the crunch, for the taste, and for the pure enjoyment of the decadence of it. Where we need to move the needle is in adopting a more critical discernment of our eating motivations and what we are chowing down on. Our body is a complex machine that requires the right combinations of foods to keep it running at peak efficiency. Put low-octane grade gasoline in your high-end sports car and get less horsepower, less performance, less fuel efficiency, and ultimately, more bills from your mechanic. The same thing applies with foods and doctors. 1/4 of what we eat keeps us alive. 3/4 of what we eat keeps our doctors alive. Start your day with a balanced breakfast, a cup of joe and a slice of toast. Or a triple shot latte with a scone will rev up your heart rate, getting your motor running. But once you get to the office, you'll be faced with a fuel crisis jolt of hunger, likely quenched by whatever is available in the vending machine or break room. When we lose control of choice, we lose sight of fuel, as we'll eat anything to end the hunger pains, usually out of convenience. Choice is recognizing the difference between comfort, convenience, and fuel. If you want to perform better, be more alert and alive, then eat the higher octane quality fuels. Drop your propensity for fast foods as they make you fat, fast, leaving you longing for more due to their typically high-fat sugar content. Fresh and whole, ground to mouth, made at home, ported to and fro is the best way to go. If you control it, then you can fuel your body with what it needs. Small and frequent, portion size appropriate. Quality calories targeted at weight maintenance or loss, specific to you and your goals. Think of the word diet as your daily intake of energy treats. Your daily eating plan consisting of 5 to 7 meals a day is your daily intake of energy treats, your fuel. Note the word plan. All good things begin and end with a purposeful plan of attack. No deprivation here, just real foods, not packaged or pre-cooked. All built into a healthy fueling plan. Let's stop and think about the foods people ate back in the 1800s. Vegetables grown in the ground, fruits off the trees, animals that were hunted, fish that were caught, and grains that were picked. There were no pasta primavera, cheese enchiladas, or chili rellenos, and definitely no burgers and fries. Have you seen any burger stands on the Ponderosa? Not likely. Of course, those days were much more primitive and cooked foods were prepared over a wood-burning fire. There were no microwaves or fancy ovens, no food processors or pasta machines, and no refrigeration. Fast food was, in fact, fast food. If you were fast enough and smart enough to catch it, you ate. What was caught that day was eaten that day. What this shows us is that the food was fresh, all natural, with no preservatives, and prepared over a fire or eaten raw. Perhaps not completely practical today, but our fitness level is won and lost at the food table. We simply cannot out-train bad nutrition, no matter how hard we work at it. Embrace the idea that it is okay to be uncomfortable, and you should be somewhat uncomfortable making choices you know you should make, but in the past rolled over on. It's a one meal, one workout at a time approach, using the word fuel as mental and physical propulsion along the fitness highway. Let's fill her up and get going. You can do it. Fitness Together Mission Hills offers personal training with qualified professionals by regular appointment in private suites. Exercise and nutritional programs are custom designed to fit your needs and abilities. Call 619-794-0014 for more information or to schedule a free assessment session. See what others are saying about us on Yelp and San Diego City Search.